wonderful plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living give without any fuss.
Us.
Water,
water,
sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Welcome back to the KSRO Greenhouse. It's Gwen Kilcher. It's Steve Garner hosting the show as always, 636-1350. That's the easy-to-remember number because that's where we're located on the AM dial, 1350, or you can listen to us FM, of course, too. And join us. No one on hold at this moment. It's a great time to get in at the top of the hour before the lines fill up. So no waiting if you have a gardening question or comment on anything we discuss. Fruit trees aren't doing well. Raised beds aren't doing well. Got a fungal problem, an insect you can't identify. What can I be planting now to get ready for fall? What should I prune or not prune? Send us an email, steve@ksro.com, and attach a photo if you would so like to do so. We'd love to hear from you. Pam has just contacted us via email, and she writes, "Hi there, Gwen and Steve." And she's wondering about a partial sun corner of her patio, and she'd like to plant some type of tree, a decorative tree. She said it's probably not enough for a plum, as you're going to probably need direct sunshine for that. But what's possible for a decorative tree? As she has not given us any dimensions, Gwen, in this email, but can you give her some suggestions or whether she wants evergreen or...
Well, partial sun, is it shade in the morning and sun in the afternoon,
yeah,
or sun in the morning and shade in the afternoon? But if it is shade in the afternoon, there are so many varieties of Japanese maples.
Oh, yeah.
That would be really pretty. And one comes to mind is Sango Kaku, which is like a red-trunked, multi-trunked tree with light. Sango. S-A-N-G-O. Kaku. I think K-A-K-U.
K-U.
Mm-hmm. Kaku, something like that. Yeah, has light green leaves, and it has more of an open vase shape growth habit to it, so it won't take up a lot of space and get like an umbrella shape in your patio. That would be really pretty. What else? Small tree. It would have to be small patio tree. I have to think more, but that was the first one that came to mind. I'm trying to think of what I have in my yard that might work. And, you know, the crepe myrtles, I'm thinking that would be pretty, but if it's afternoon shade, they'll probably do okay.
Mm-hmm.
If it's afternoon sun, they'll do okay. If it's afternoon shade, they won't. Sour gum, I think it's called. Nyssa sylvatica is just the Latin name, N-Y-S-S-A. Tupelo, I think, is another common name for that tree. Sour gum, I think. That's a kind of a slow-growing tree. Very pretty. The leaves turn like a yellowy color and then red. And it's deciduous. So all these trees I'm mentioning are deciduous. But that's okay because they turn color and she's looking for decorative. So those guys would work.
So partial sun during the day. Well, that would maybe we'd like to know a little bit more. Whether it gets
sun,
most morning or most afternoon sun.
Yeah, but those are a few that I can think of. I'll think of more as time goes on,
too. Okay, if you need more info, give us a call, Pam, or shoot us a follow-up email, okay? Mm-hmm. When I was at the Heirloom Expo this week, which was wonderful, really a terrific show. If you haven't been, it's well worth going to. believe me. If you may not want to go year after year after year, but if you've never gone, put it on your calendar for next year. It's very, very inspiring. I love
educational.
Educational. Yeah. I love the family feel of the event. Very, very inquisitive, forward-thinking, progressive people are there. Lots of really good information, but also a very spirited and hopeful environment, which I appreciated a great deal. Also, some really good food and beverages, too, I might add. Mm-hmm. Lots of vendors, lots of free information. A lot of seed. I picked up my Johnny seed catalog while I was there. You already have yours, probably, don't you, Gwen?
I already got my seeds delivered.
So that was fun. And I would say there was probably 15, maybe more, different seed companies from all over the country that were selling seeds. And that was fascinating. Yeah. The speaker series was very rich, very robust, covering every aspect of seed saving and planting and composting, and also how to start your own businesses and marketing ideas if that's the direction you wanted to go to. Very inspiring. And I just loved the whole setup. The tomato tasting and the melon tasting was extraordinary. Mm-hmm. The entire Hall of Flowers was devoted to showing heirloom tomatoes, probably 100 plus varieties, as well as melons, all elaborately displayed on tables. And a pretty quick moving line to taste a lot of those different varieties. So that was fun. Information galore on composting, worm composting, making your own worm tea, your compost tea. And it was a few hours well spent. So I thought it was great. I picked up something from the SAS folks. Those are the Safe Agriculture, Safe School organization. And their mission is to raise public awareness and provide community education and policies that prioritize health and restrict synthetic pesticides use within Sonoma County, Wellworth. And at their booth, I picked up this green sheet and I'm looking at it. And it says, here's a great recipe, a DIY insecticide. It says this recipe works on aphids, mites, scale, and whitefly, and is especially useful for disease-prone plants like roses. It's from the Press Democrats Garden Doctors. Now, isn't that you and Dana?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that would be us. Wow, thanks for sharing.
For sure. And the formula is, it's pretty easy, 1 teaspoon orange oil cleaner. And the producer that they recommend, that I guess maybe Dana wrote this column.
Dana did do that, yeah.
Was Citrasolve, Citrasolv. And this is an interesting, it's an interesting cleaner because it contains what's called limonene, L-I-M-O-N-E-N-E, which is the clear liquid from the peel of the orange. Mm-hmm. And then it also has a surfactant in it, which would help it adhere.
Because oils just would run off the leaves.
And then it also has a orange peel oil also. So this is a pretty pure product. Mm-hmm. And you mix that in a gallon of water, and then you squirt it on both sides of the leaves. Good coverage is needed, of course, and you should do it when you're seeing insect activities. Avoid spraying when temperatures will be above 85. So you're not going to be doing this, at least not this week.
Well, probably not during the summer. That's a good spring, as the leaves are emerging and you start to see insects coming out. Then that's the best time to use that.
Yeah, or spray in the early evening when it's cooler and then wash off the leaves if the daytime temperature is going to be over 85.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad idea as far as a DIY insecticide.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to the Press Democrats Plant Doggers, and we have half of that team sitting right here who can answer your gardening questions at 636-1350, or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. No one on hold at this moment. At 10:30, our mini tomato tasting marathon with Daniel Gibbs, owner of the marvelous Better Way Produce and Nursery out on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. Daniel's going to be bringing in some of his best tasting tomatoes that he's grown out there. And Gwen has brought in a few, so we'll go head to head and see which tomatoes.
We'll see what everybody, the three of us, like.
We'll see which ones will earn a spot in your gardening plot next summer.
Yeah.
How about that? So make sure you stick around at least till 11 o'clock for that. Then at 11:05, visiting us from Santa Cruz, live in the KS Hardo kitchen today, Catherine Lucas and Shane Peterson, author of the just released The Farmhouse Culture Guide to Fermenting. This ranks right up there with one of the best guides to fermenting we have ever seen. We're thrilled that they'll join us live to talk fermenting. And if you have questions about getting into the wide, wonderful world of fermenting, these two folks really know their stuff. One of you will go away winning an autographed copy of this book at shortly before noon. So stick around for the Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash. That's coming up.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. In fact, we're closing purchase loans in as fast as 10 days on many of the programs we offer. The best part is our pre-approved buyers don't need a loan contingency in making their offer. That makes buyers look as good as cash. If you're applying for a home loan at your bank, ask them if they can close in 10 days with no loan contingency. I promise they can't. When you're buying a home, speed to close and a true loan approval are necessary to win the offer. How do we do it? Cross Country is a direct lender with amazing technology, experience, and a local presence. Our process is proven to help buyers win in this competitive housing market. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Hun, I was thinking of expanding our outdoor living space with a motorized retractable awning.
I thought you wanted a patio cover.
I did, but then I saw these new retractable awnings in action at Sonoma County Sunrooms. They're sturdy and the quality is top-notch.
So retractable awning, huh? Sunshine and a covered patio? Sounds like something I could get behind.
Hi, this is David from SoCoSun. Our design experts will work with you to create the perfect look for your home. We have so many options to help create your new favorite room.
You're right. One of these awnings will work great. What a wonderful way to expand our living space outdoors.
And it'll help add equity to our home, and we can still have it done in time for summer. Let's go check out the showroom.
And maybe we can stop for dessert on the way home.
Call to schedule a consultation in-home or at the Sonoma County Sunroom Showroom. Sunrooms, patio covers, and retractable awnings. Sonoma County Sunrooms on Santa Rosa Avenue just north of Todd, or online at SoCoSun.com.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderfully fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. There's an abundance and wide variety of heirloom tomatoes, early girls, beefsteak, sun golds, and more. Don't miss this year's peaches, nectarines, pears, and apples. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, balsamic vinegar, marinades, tea blends, to hummus, and handmade pastas. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Start your day with friends at the market. They're here to greet you year-round, Wednesday and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1, at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun. You're invited to the market's Tomato Festival, Saturday, September 14th.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Just now at 636-1350 and chat in the greenhouse. It's nice because Pamela did follow up with her email giving us a little more information about the patio area where she'd like to plant a tree. She said the space is triangular with a long leg about 7 feet and the sides about 5 feet, so about 7 by 5. If the tree were at least 6 feet tall, it would get filtered sun in the a.m. and then some direct sun in the mid-afternoon, and then partially shaded in the late afternoon by oaks and sycamores. So have you come up with a few more suggestions, Gwen, for Pamela?
Okay, well, she was saying if the tree were at least 6 feet tall, that's really not a tree. That's the size of a large shrub. So that kind of changes things a bit. So, you know, there is this parodia, P as in parrot, P-A-R-R-A-T-O-I-A, parodia.
Okay.
That's a really pretty shrub that grows anywhere, and the leaves turn really red in the fall. So I'm thinking, you know, she's looking at more of shrubs instead of a tree. I did come up earlier with a dwarf ginkgo. Because they're really slow growing. They'll have pretty yellow leaves. If it doesn't get a lot of sun, they won't be as yellow as they would be if they got full sun. So those would be nice. And then earlier I was saying the dwarf crab apples. You know, those would be pretty too. They can handle some shade here and there. There is a nice evergreen shrub that can get pretty tall called Azara, A-Z-A-R-A. Mm-hmm. Has yellow fringe flowers on it. That's real pretty. Has a nice little fragrance when you brush up against it. So,
and then what about
few.
The bulletproof tree of all, the smoke tree?
Smoke tree, yes. I forgot. Oh yeah, I mentioned that, didn't I? Yeah, smoke tree. You can trim that and keep it to whatever shape you want.
You even cut one down and it came back, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah. I cut it down to the ground and this thing is just.
And it's
growing
lovely.
Beautifully
it, it's,
again.
It's a very attractive
yeah,
tree.
Yeah, so smoke too. Tree with the pretty purple leaves. So you've got a few choices there, Pam. You just have to do some research and see what they look like if you're not familiar with them and pick your favorite.
So there's some
helps.
Suggestions for you, Pamela. Yeah. If you want more suggestions or you want some additional information, give us another email, steve@ksro.com. Let's chat with Isaac, who's calling from Santa Rosa this morning. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Good morning, Isaac.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're Thanks doing great.
My call.
Thank you.
What's up?
So my question was how to get rid of poison oak and blackberry bushes.
What was the first part? How to get rid of
poison oak.
Oh, poison oak?
And
oh,
blackberry
gosh.
Bushes.
Well,
I keep cleaning it out around my garden and it keeps going back.
Yeah, you know, the blackberries, yeah, if you can somehow keep digging those things out, you have to get all the root system out. Otherwise, you leave a piece and they just keep coming back up, you know. So you need poison oak, though. I mean, you really need to wear armor so you don't get that, you know, get poison oak on yourself. That's worse than the blackberries. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to somebody about that the other day because I have poison oak popping up in places in my horse pasture, and I'm thinking about what I'm going to do with this. It depends on how big it is, too. What I'm going to do is I am going to wear this disposable painter suit. I've got the disposable gloves, and I've got my pruning shears and a shovel. So I'm just going to whack the thing down to the ground and just leave the plants there that I cut off, just push it off to the side of the pasture and let it just dry out and die. Even though a year later you can still get poison oak if you should touch that without gloves on or anything, but if there's some way you can get it into your compost bin and, you know, out the door, then okay, fine. I am going to dump a ton of horse manure and dirt and whatever else I can on top of the root system and see how long it'll be before it's able to make its way up and through that stuff. But if you don't want to go through all that trouble, I mean, there are herbicides out there yeah. that you can spray if you're desperate enough. Yep. And I think when you have poison oak, you need to do whatever you can because that stuff is so nasty. Yep. So, you know, it's up to you whether you need an herbicide and get out there and spray or just keep whacking the plants down. Like I said, the blackberries, you're going to have to get the roots out. I did put thick layers of cardboard, compost, soil, everything on top of the root systems when I just cut them down. And 2 years later, they just came through that stuff like, you know, it was nobody's business. So that didn't help with the blackberry vines. But I'm hoping it's going to help with the poison oak. Because I don't spray. I don't use any herbicides. And, you know, I really don't want that to get out of hand so my horses and my dogs run through it and then I get it. So, yeah, it's tough. But
yeah, that's the problem with not using herbicides is that they will come back.
Yeah. You
so
know,
you have to use like Roundup or something like that on the blackberries.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I was going to do when I forgot about it? Vinegar.
Yeah.
You know, you get that stronger vinegar.
Yep.
I'm not too fond of that, you know, scent or whatever it is,
25.
Because that, you don't want to breathe that. You need to really protect yourself.
You know,
because
it's a respirator.
Yeah, respirator. You know, so if you just go to the store and get the big jug of distilled vinegar, you can spray it and spray it and spray it on the plants. But if it's not hot enough and if it's not getting enough sunlight on it, it's really not that effective. But It might just do something to it. Throw a clear plastic tarp over it, mm-hmm. so you kind of help suffocate the
Burn
thing.
Burn it out.
And, you know, maybe you can prevent it from getting any bigger. I mean, it'll work better on the blackberries, but the blackberries, in my opinion, is a lot easier to get rid of than the poison oak.
So there's some suggestions, Isaac.
You know?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, I feel I'm in the exact same position you are. And like I said, that's what I'm going to do with the poison oak. But I am going to go to the store and get that disposable painter suit. Mm-hmm. I already have disposable gloves. Got my rubber boots. And the only thing I have to worry about is my pruners. If I do cut them, then I'll disinfect the pruners. And yeah, that's it. And bury, like I said, throw a bunch of dirt on top of it. And horse manure, whatever I can throw on top of that, whatever I left behind.
There's your answer, Isaac. Thanks and good luck.
Call us. I want to know how successful you are, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Keep us posted.
Anybody else have any innovative techniques to eradicate poison oak? Give us a call.
I mean, even with the vinegar, you know, you add Epsom salts and dish detergent, and you can make another concoction a little bit stronger than plain vinegar. That might help. But the whole thing is that vinegar stuff needs sun and heat, and that's what burns it.
From Glenel and Debbie, welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. What can we do for you this morning? Hi.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I have an idea for poison oak.
Let's hear it.
That's why I'm calling, but
okay.
Chickens. We got a small patch of poison oak, and I threw some scratch out there to get the chickens interested in that area. They ate the poison oak to the ground, and nothing's come back in years.
Now, Gwen, you have a robust chicken flock. Have you thought of that idea?
I hate to tell Debbie, but the chickens are in the area where the poison oak is, and they do eat it, and that poison oak just keeps coming back every year.
Oh.
Yeah, they you know, they don't eat it all the time or something. I don't know. But it's like it's there, and then it just starts to grow again. I'm like, what the heck? You know, it's not like a goat where it would eat it down to the ground and keep it down to the ground.
A goat.
You know?
That's the key. So the goat will eat the blackberries too, won't it?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So that is interesting how your chickens are eating it and it doesn't come back. And yet, I've got like 30 chickens out there. You think they'd do some damage. But that's very
interesting. I just kept throwing scratch in the area, and maybe for 3 weeks or so, and it was gone, and no sign of it since then.
How funny, because I do throw scratch out there. I throw all the chicken kitchen scraps and stuff, and yet here's that dang poison oak and more of it in other parts of the horse pasture.
Well, Debbie's chickens are better than yours, Gwen.
Yeah, they're more effective, efficient.
Well, they're also dead now, so.
Oh, I was going to say, can I borrow your chickens?
Well, what did you really call about?
Thank you for that.
I really called about bay trees. I understand that the native bays are vectors for sudden oak death. So I cut those out. I don't want them on the property, but I also have culinary bay trees, and I wondered, could they also be vectors?
I don't think so. In the back of my head, I don't think so. But if you get on the sudden oak death disease website,
I'm on their mailing list, but I've not seen that question come up.
Yeah, so I don't think it is an issue. I think it is only the native, because it's a totally different genus. They're not even related. Well, maybe in some family or something, but as far as I knew, the culinary variety is not, which is Loris, and the bay tree, I forgot the common name, it's a long one, but the native one, as far as I know, is a host to sudden oak death disease.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
But their website, look at the plant list there, and if it's not listed, then you're okay.
Great. Okay, well, I will take a second look. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help this morning.
Yeah, well, we appreciate yours with chickens and poison oak control. Thank you.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Good to hear from you, Debbie. Hi, Steve. Hi, Gwen. This is from Cheryl. I'm wondering what flower seeds are good to plant in the fall to get a good show come spring and summer. is now a good time for planting sunflowers, nasturtiums, poppies, wildflowers. Thanks much, Cheryl.
Poppies, if they're California poppies, yes. Wildflowers, yes. You're too late for the nasturtiums and the sunflowers. So those are, you know, summer blooming and fall. So you sow those seeds in the springtime. Some other flower seeds that you could sow now would be calendulas. You could buy plants of pansies and violas, but we're still a little too early yet. You know, it's still 100 degrees or 90 degrees. You could wait until October sometime when the weather really starts to cool down, or we'll probably have another Indian summer. But October's a good time to do your fall sowing of flower seeds. So like I said, calendulas. What else is out there? The pansies, violas. Yeah, all the different wildflowers and your native poppies. That's a good one. There's a few things for you to get out there this fall. So I hope that helps. All right, Cheryl?
There's your answer, Cheryl. We'll take a break. We'll come right back and take more questions at 636-1350. Live radio in the greenhouse every Saturday morning, or Steve at ksro.com. And we're only minutes away from our In the Greenhouse live heirloom tomato tasting.
The switch to crystal clear KSRO FM 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team once again has won first place at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers. That makes it 15 years in a row. We have a bunch of beautiful award-winning azaleas left from the Sonoma County Fair, and we're offering them to the public. $15 each, or two for $25 for a limited time while supplies last. The produce stand is open. We have heirloom tomatoes, including Cherokee Purple, Green Zebra, San Marzano, and Violet Jasper Cherries.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Spark an interest, ignite a passion. You can help spark the future for students in Sonoma County. I am Lisa Witke Schaffner from the John Jordan Foundation and a board member of the Career Technical Education Foundation. On Tuesday, September 17th at Coyote Sonoma in Hillsburg, enjoy delicious bites from local chefs, artisan beer and wine, live music from Soulshine, and see some amazing student projects. Tickets to the event are $60, and proceeds benefit the career education programs through the Career Technical Education Foundation.
Hi, this is Mike McGuire, State Senator. Join us on the 17th at Coyote Sonoma to support our kids and career training programs in our local schools. Learn how the CTE Foundation is innovating the education to career experience for all students by connecting them with the careers of the future.
Spark the Future, Tuesday, September 17th at Coyote Sonoma. Google Spark the Future CTE and click the link for tickets. That's Spark the Future CTE and purchase your tickets today.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderfully fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. There's an abundance and wide variety of heirloom tomatoes, early girls, beefsteak, sun golds, and more. Don't miss this year's peaches, nectarines, pears, and apples. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, balsamic vinegar, marinades, tea blends, to hummus, and handmade pastas. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Start your day with friends at the market. They're here to greet you year-round, Wednesday and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1, at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun. You're invited to the market's Tomato Festival, Saturday, September 14th.
with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Temperatures will be cooler on Monday, today at 88 degrees, 71 on the coast with sunny skies, mostly clear tonight, low 52 inland and on the shores. Partly cloudy for Sunday at 83, 69 in Bodega Bay. Monday could see some morning showers, 74 the high, 64 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It's KSRO. It is Garden Talk. It is live. It is Steve. It is Gwen. And we're answering questions at 636-1350. You can reach us right now with a question or an email. So it looks like we have a couple photos of an apple tree that's really in distress. And this is from Judy. And are you looking at the photos of those of that apple tree, Gwen?
Yeah, but she said the leaves are crispy. They don't look crispy to me. Since they're green looking, they just look like they're curling upwards.
It's a golden delicious that our neighbor planted last spring, and it's there along with two other apple trees planted about 12 feet from it. The other two trees are doing beautifully, but this tree, the leaves are curled and crispy. The hard pan was broken through when they were planted, and she's wondering any ideas why this tree's having problems. They are watered about five times a week, open hose, and for about 5 minutes, and they're in full sun.
Five times a week. Wow. It's hard to say how much water, if that's too much or not enough, you know, because everybody's soil's different. It could be a physiological thing that this tree is doing. Golden Delicious, did you say it was?
Yeah.
You know, I always thought of them as an East Coast tree or Washington State.
They do okay around here.
Okay. Yeah, you just said it. They do okay. You know, they don't do great here. So it could be just what this tree does, but I would get a little trowel, like I've said, you know, a thousand times before, to help people see what the soil is like. Dig down into the soil around the tree there and see how far that water is going. See how easy it is to work with the soil. If it's, you know, clay kind of soil and you're just giving it too much water, it could just be, you know, doesn't have enough oxygen in the soil. So it's hard to tell. I mean, I need more information. So, Judy, if you give us a call sometime, then I need to ask you questions about this. But if you can't call, I would just dig down in the ground, see how far that water's going, if there's dry pockets, if that soil's soaking wet all the time. And if you're going to go out and water again, check the soil again with the trowel. And if it's already wet and you're going to go out there on day number two, or even day number four, then the tree's getting too much water. It would prefer to have a good deep watering infrequently. So, and I see there's nothing out there but bare soil and an open field. So compost on top of the soil, like mulch, would help hold the water in. And maybe the tree's planted too deep too.
So a lot of different follow-up questions we probably need answered.
We want to
welcome Daniel Gibbs from A Better Way Produce and Nursery out on Stony Point Road, right there about a quarter mile from Todd. Beautiful nursery. And you have brought in a bountiful selection of tomatoes. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wow.
So how many different varieties of tomatoes did you plant out at Better Way this year?
We have about 10.
10 varieties?
Yeah.
Wow.
10 heirlooms.
10 heirlooms.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
yeah, we just grow heirlooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so where should we start? Gwen, you brought in one of your favorites, right?
I brought in three of my favorites. But let's start off with Daniel's. What is that small round? It's the size of a golf ball. And it's kind of red with some greenishy stripes going through it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a violet jasper.
Okay. Oh, I know that one. Okay, violet
jasper.
Have
you ever planted that one?
I did. One year I did. Yeah. Yeah. It's quite tasty. It's
violet jasper.
Isn't it like in the purple heirloom varieties?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be kind of related to the Cherokee purple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's
and
the one?
A little smaller, 2-inch diameter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Size of golf balls.
Yep.
Okay. Move around the plate there. What else?
And then this, of course, is the, in my opinion, the best tasting is the Cherokee purple.
Yeah.
And those are super flavor on those.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the violet jasper. We have the Cherokee purple. What's next?
And then these are San Marzano.
Mm-hmm.
And these here are, I don't know. I like them. They have less seed in them. Mm-hmm. So, because they're a paste tomato.
Right.
You know, for making sauces and such. And so they have less seed in the middle. But I like to slice them up and put them on my salad myself. But, you know, pretty much primarily there for sauces.
Yeah. I remember Judy from Petaluma called last week, and she talked about her San Marzanos had blossom end rot on them, and yours don't have any. I'm sure you give your tomatoes regular, consistent watering. You don't let them dry out and then water.
Well, what we actually do is we water until our plants get up and they start fruiting,
mm-hmm.
and then we cut the water off,
mm-hmm.
and then we don't water at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got soil that can do that, so yeah.
Yeah.
But still,
but that's it is very loamy soil, and we have mulch on top of it mm-hmm. also, and we do a weed cloth
mm-hmm.
To keep the weeds down.
But you're talking about for a few months, you do no watering on those tomatoes. That's pretty remarkable, right? Isn't that what he just said?
Yeah, it's, well, dry farming.
Yeah.
Basically, is what he's doing. Yeah.
Well, what that does is it helps to delay late blight, for example, by not watering as much.
Mm-hmm.
So we delay the late blight. And because these aren't blight resistant mm-hmm. varietals.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And so, you know, we do have some blight, and we go in and we use shears with, and we have alcohol, the isopropyl alcohol.
Yeah.
And then when we cut everything, we cut off the blight branches, okay, and then sterilize our shears every time so we don't transfer it.
Yeah.
And the same thing when we're harvesting, if we're harvesting in an area that has it.
Then but won't that blight kill the tomato?
Blight will infect the tomato. In fact, I brought one. It gives a yellowish kind of a tinge to the tomato, and that's a blight infection mm-hmm. into the tomato.
So far we got violet jasper, Cherokee purple, and San Marzano's we're going to taste. What else did you bring?
And then I also have the sweet reds. Which are these little guys here? Mm-hmm.
Sweet reds.
Uh-huh. Sweet 100s, are they called?
Little cherry. No.
Well, they're different than sweet
100s. Well, actually, these are called sweetie reds.
Sweeties.
Yeah, they're sweeties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The little cherries.
And then we have the black cherry,
which is this one here.
Which is a cherry tomato.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then,
those sun gold?
This one here is gold nugget.
Gold nugget, oh yeah.
Is that like a sun gold, kind of?
Similar. Yeah, it's similar. Not as sweet, but... it's pretty dang good. It has, I don't know. It's not sweet. It's a tomato taste.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that sweet, like somebody put sugar on your tomato.
Right.
Yeah. So you brought six in today, Daniel?
And what's this one? The little, a little cherry tomato with a blush on it.
You had six or seven?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 so far he
that
named.
That is six, but he named six.
Well, I do have seven.
So what did I miss?
Is that a mystery one?
Oh, no, no. What, you mean the green zebra?
No, this guy here.
Oh, you didn't mention green zebra.
Yeah, this is a green zebra.
Oh.
I think we mentioned that right off the bat.
Violet jasper. Isn't that violet jasper? That looks like violet jasper.
Okay, that's violet jasper. This is a green zebra. Here.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay, well, we need to take a break. Well, actually, why don't we take this call because someone would like a word with you, Gwen, okay?
Okay.
Pauline would like a word. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Hi, Pauline. What can we do for you?
About 25 years ago, I planted an Indian summer trumpet tree, and I called you guys last year, and you asked me to take a picture of it, and I didn't. But there were a lot of other roots coming out from all over, and they were just out of control. So finally, I said, get rid of it. I was spending so much time mm-hmm. just cutting and pulling other suckers that were coming out. It was just taking over. So we pulled it out, And we want to plant something there, and, you know, other plants, and we just can't. They're just like Martians. They're coming out all over. And we're having to shovel them out and shovel them out. And I suspect, I mean, this is FYI, I think just from experience, I think those are all those seed pods that were fallen, that have fallen in the ground, that have rooted, and they're coming up.
Yeah, what tree was this? I missed the name of the tree.
I think it was called an Indian summer tree. It's a trumpet tree. And it's really pretty. They look like trumpets. And in the winter, spring, they have these, they look like, what do you call it? They're like a pea. Those, and the seeds are in there, and they fall to the ground. And that's how they, I guess, they
reproduce and grow. Yeah.
And I tell you, we just, now it's like, oh my God, it's been a year and we can't get rid of all these baby seeds that are coming out.
Jeez.
And
well,
I just wondered if you had an idea besides us having to shovel and shovel and shovel. And I thought, well, we'll cover it with plastic, but they're still going to come out because they are so hardy. You don't even have to water that darn thing.
So what about an idea, Gwen?
Did you get rid of the main trunk? The root system?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we pulled it out. I mean, went as deep as we could, but I think it's all those seed pods that are on the ground that are now growing out.
Okay. Yeah. Can you rake them all up and get rid of them? And then, unfortunately, the best way to get rid of them once and for all would be to dig everybody up. So you get a party, give everyone a shovel, and, you know, you can have it done in a day. And if anybody starts to come up, decapitate it with the shovel, and it'll just die and not come up. But that's the best way, is to dig everybody up. And wow, what a pain in the neck.
So I would recommend that anyone that's interested in buying one to put it in a pot. That way it's in a pot and that's it. But they've been coming out very hardy. They've been coming out. We take them out. They come out. We pull them out. So it's probably going to take, I don't know how many years to pull all those puppies out. We can't plant anything there.
Well, maybe not. And then you could put a clear plastic over it and seal it up around the edges and then solar sterilize the soil. That might help. You know, it might be enough. It might get hot enough under there to kill the seeds. So,
the problem is with these branches, they're like snakes. They go all underground. They go over the lawn to other plants. And so it's not, I'm saying that if there was anyone that's going to be interested in buying this really pretty trumpet tree to put it in a pot to avoid and trying to catch all the pods, because in the winter months I would try and pull all those pots, they wouldn't go to the ground, but there were just hundreds of them falling. But
do you know the Latin name?
No, I don't know. I'm not a geek to that. I just know that it was a beautiful trumpet orange tree, and I think it's called Indian summer trumpet tree.
I feel for you. Good luck, Pauline.
Thanks
Keep digging.
Your call, Pauline. Keep digging. We'll be digging. Back after this.
You may not be a doctor, a scientist, or a medical researcher, but you can still help find the cures for cancer. In fact, it's so easy, anyone can do it. Join the North Bay Light the Night event on Saturday, September 28th in downtown Santa Rosa to help fund the necessary research to find cures for blood cancers. Friends, family, and coworkers form teams who gather to celebrate, honor, and remember those touched by cancer. When we walk, cancer runs. Together, we are taking steps to find the cures for cancer, because beating cancer is in our blood. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has saved hundreds and thousands of lives, and that's all thanks to people like you. Help us bring light to the darkness of cancer by joining LLS on Saturday, September 28th at Courthouse Square in downtown Santa Rosa. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Visit lightthenight.org/GBA to find out more about how your support can help LLS save lives.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly 2 decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadare.com. That's georgiadare.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. A little preparation will make your family safer in an emergency. A week's worth of food and water, radio, flashlight, batteries, and a first aid kit is a good start. To be prepared and learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is North Bay Biz Country.
The September issue is out, and this month it's all about construction, real estate, and development. This is Lawrence Amaturo, publisher of North Bay Biz Magazine. We're your one-stop shop for hot trends, topics, and issues impacting Napa, Marin, and Sonoma, all in living color, each and every month. After our devastating fires, some ran, others rebuilt. This month's cover story spotlights two couples and their decision to rebuild in the face of daunting challenges. In this month's issue, we also analyze the rental market in the North Bay and the rising tide of homelessness. We are short on units and definitely running short on time. But despite these challenges, at least we've got great beer. Nobody on the planet brews it like the North Bay. Read all about it in Hubs for Hops in the September issue of North Bay Biz Magazine. There's a reason we have 50,000 monthly readers. Find out for yourself by emailing us at sample@northbaybiz.com. That's sample@northbaybiz.com.
Helping grow your business isn't just something we do, it's all we do.
Comcast Internet Essentials helps millions of people, like these students, get the internet they need to be ready for anything.
Like getting all A's.
And going to the top of my class.
I'm ready to be the first in my family to graduate college.
To start my own business.
Because I'm not just getting ready for school.
I'm getting ready for anything.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 8 million people from low-income households to low-cost, high-speed internet at home. So they're ready for anything. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/internetessentials.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel a safe distance until you can't smell the gas, and then call 911. First responders will make it safe. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So we are full of tomatoes at this point. Daniel Gibbs from Better Way Produce and Nursery down on Stony Point Road at Todd. A phenomenal nursery. If you've never been to this nursery, slow down as you jet down Stony Point and check it out. It's really magnificent. So we've tried the Violet Jasper, the Cherokee Purple, the San Marzanos, the Sweeties, the Black Cherries, the Gold Nuggets, Little Green Zebra. I'm really fond of these Sweeties, these Sweet Reds. That's a really good cherry tomato.
Yep. I like that one, too.
And, of course, the Cherokee Purple. That's a tough one.
I like the Black Cherry tomato.
The Black Cherry's a good one. But the ones you brought in are delicious, too. What are the two you brought, Gwen?
A little cherry called Sweet Aperitif. And, of course, what do you call them? Snow White. Daniel has to try the Snow White cherries.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite. A tomato that does really well in the heat, Thessaloniki. It's a Greek variety. You're going to ask me how to spell it?
No,
I'm not. T-H-E-S-S, Thessaloniki. That's a good one.
That is good.
The Snow White, right?
Yeah. Snow White. That's good.
Yeah. And I like the Violet Jasper that he brought in, that golf ball size striped tomato. That's tasty.
And you brought in one more tomato too, Gwen, besides the Thessaloniki.
Chocolate stripe.
Chocolate stripe.
Chocolate stripe.
That's right up there.
Yeah, Daniel says he grows that one too, so he knows what tomatoes to grow.
The little white one is really terrific too.
Snow White.
The Snow White is awfully good.
So your produce stand is up and running?
Yep, produce stand's up and running. We're going to have a special all weekend, $3 a pound on our heirlooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, well worth it. And you can make...
And we fresh pick every day.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then whatever we don't sell that day, we can.
And what other produce you have for sale?
Pretty much right now, we just have that. We have the 10 total varieties of the heirlooms. Mm-hmm. One of the gentlemen that leases some land from me, he's an organic farmer, certified organic, and he's got basil and chard and some other things that he's putting together for us also to add to the stand.
And this is a good time to think about fall planting, and you have all those fall plants ready to be planted.
Yeah, the fall stuff will be ready in probably about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have other stuff. I've been to the nursery, and you've got other things that... that people can grow.
You know, right now our begonias are like amazing. We have all different kinds of tuberous begonias, many different varieties of those. Our illumination begonia.
Mine that I bought from you 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing is spectacular.
Cool.
We should have taken a picture for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd have been great.
Beautiful. Orange flowers cascading off the thing. All you see are more orange flowers than you do the leaves. It's really breathtaking.
Cool.
So.
Yep, that's what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
So we always have new stuff coming in like that. We have a really great selection on maples and different kinds of maples, and there's just all kinds. We're getting ready to open up a new section in the nursery, and so probably start excavation next week, and we're going to add another acre to the nursery.
This nursery is never ending. It just keeps expanding. Every year you get more and more. And then you do the landscape exhibit at the fair every year.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know where you get time to do all this stuff.
Yeah, we got a first at the Sonoma County Fair. We got a first and best use of azaleas. So we still have a ton of azaleas, lots of azaleas.
Yeah.
Yep.
And those would be great to plant in the shade.
Yeah.
Morning sun or filtered sun all day long. They're... you know, beautiful evergreen plants, full different colors and sizes. So,
yep.
Okay.
Most excellent.
Yeah.
And what's the exact address for Better Way Produce and Nursery?
It's 3615 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. And we're about 200 yards north of Todd Road, right on Colgan Creek.
Oh. Yeah.
And I know there's thousands of Garden Talk listeners that drive that stretch of road, either daily or weekly or monthly, and never knew there's this great nursery, because you're going 50, 60 miles an hour past there. If you slow down and look for the sign, go in and check it out, your jaw will drop. You won't believe the acre upon acre of incredible plants that are at a Better Way. We've been out there a couple times, and it's always just remarkable what you've done as far as statuary and water features and whimsical sculpture that you have, that you've used at the Hall of Flowers over many years. All those have been incorporated into your landscape designs too.
Yeah, I just added another water feature right outside my office. It's a giant stone.
I saw that.
Feature.
Yeah, that was there.
Well,
that was stunning.
So what are your hours? You open every day or what's
we're open 7 days a week from 8 o'clock until 4:30.
Wow. Yep. You know what you need to add out there? Picnic tables.
Yeah.
That's going to be his next project.
Oh, yeah.
Picnic tables so people can sit out there and have their lunch and
there you go.
Shop. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing these tomatoes. Are just sensational. I'd plant any of them. I think my favorites are going to be the sweeties and the whites. The whites are really great.
Yeah, those are two cherries. You need
the two cherries.
Cherokee purple for a big salad, or not a salad, a sandwich type.
Yeah, that's great type. For burgers.
Yeah.
But your chocolate stripe is also great too.
Yeah.
that Gwen that you grew.
Chocolate stripe, right.
Yeah,
right.
It's wonderful. So thanks, Daniel. It was great seeing you, and thanks for all these fabulous tomatoes.
Yeah, oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much. And come on down, $3 a pound this weekend, and we'll get you taken care of.
From the greenhouse to the Chaos Arto Kitchen with Chef John Ash, that's following the news. Gwen, we'll see you next week.
You will.
It's Chaos Arto Santa Rosa.
This is Sonoma County's...